Yet another reason to worry.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, I'm Scott Jagow. Wall Street has to be on edge about the next few days. Second quarter profit reports start rolling in this afternoon. Investors want to know, how much are energy prices and other raw materials dragging down the bottom line? And good grief, just how bad will the banks look? The earnings season begins today with aluminum maker Alcoa. Here's a preview from Ashley Milne-Tite.
Alcoa's second quarter earnings are likely to be lower than last year's. Leo Larkin is an equity analyst with Standard & Poor's. He says demand for aluminum in the U.S. has fallen since 2007, given slowing car manufacturing and home construction. High energy costs have also squeezed Alcoa's revenues this year, a trend the company is keen to reverse.
They are moving in the direction of putting their facilities, particularly their smelters, in parts of the world where they can get low-cost power, because electricity is a very high component of aluminum manufacturing costs.
Still, Larkin says, despite higher production costs, the average price of aluminum hasn't changed that much from last year. Waning demand in Europe and the U.S. has been offset by a supply crunch in aluminum mining countries like South Africa and China. In New York, I'm Ashley Milne-Tite for Marketplace.
In the stock markets this morning, it's the financial sector getting pummeled overseas. In Asia, the markets finished 2-3% lower, thanks to big losses by banks. European shares are also down more than 2%. The Dow starts out at 11,231. It fell 56 points yesterday, about 0.5%. The Nasdaq dropped a couple points to 2243. The S&P 500 fell 10. The price of oil is down some this morning to $142 a barrel. If it was a football game, GM would be running the no-huddle offense. The company is scrambling big time. It's talking about dropping some brands. It's talking about more layoffs. And now it's planning to get its Volt electric car to the showroom a lot earlier than expected, by September. Tom Libby is with J.D. Power & Associates. He says the Volt could be a huge seller if the price is right.
For them to sell this unit in volumes and to attract customers and so on, it's going to have to be priced within reason, and that's a major unknown right now.
And we still don't know when the Volt might be available to the public. It's way too early for wildfires to be roaring through California. The Santa Ana winds are still more than 2 months away. But beautiful spots like Big Sur are already on fire. Stacey Vanek-Smith has more.
More than 20,000 firefighters are battling blazes in California's central coast. Putting out those fires could run into the hundreds of millions at a time when the Golden State is in the grips of a $15 billion shortfall. Stephen Levy is with the Center for the Continuing Study of the California Economy.
There are two kinds of economic impacts: property damage, buildings burned down, bridges collapse. And then you have the Big Sur example where it could be 2 or 3 months. They could lose a season.
A very lucrative season for Big Sur and Monterey, two of California's biggest tourist draws.
Tonight, the village of Big Sur deserted and its residents still under a mandatory evacuation order.
Tourism brings in about $2 billion a year to Monterey County and is the area's second biggest industry after agriculture. Levy points out cities and states can recover quickly from disasters like these because fires tend to affect undeveloped areas rather than business districts. In Los Angeles, I'm Stacey Vanek-Smith for Marketplace.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Thrivent Financial for Lutherans, a not-for-profit Fortune 500 company helping members thrive in retirement. You can learn more at thrivent.com/retirement. And by BrandWeek, the news organization dedicated to the information needs of strategic-minded marketing executives. With real-time coverage, now searchable at BrandWeek.com.
Tonight, Barack Obama holds a $2,500 a plate fundraiser in London. It's illegal for presidential candidates to take money from foreign citizens. But of course, London is home to many wealthy Americans. Jeff Brumfield has this story from London.
Ruth Shapiro and her family have been living abroad for nearly 6 years. She's always been a big Democrat, but since she moved overseas, she's felt distant from U.S. politics. This year, though, she's been feeling more connected.
So Howard Dean was here 2 weeks ago. Michelle Obama came to raise money for Obama. Bill Clinton was here, I think, three times to raise money for Hillary.
It's not just Democrats trolling for money in London. Republican candidate John McCain came here in March for a $1,000 plate luncheon. Americans living abroad have contributed over $2.5 million so far in this election season. That's three times the total amount raised from overseas in 2004.
London is far and away the biggest producer of campaign cash.
Massey Rich is with the Center for Responsive Politics, a campaign watchdog group. He says that expats working in the financial center are the source of most of that money, and the weak dollar makes it easy to give more.
They're making a lot of money, they're paid in pounds, and they seem to be very motivated to contribute to candidates in this election.
Ruth Shapiro, a consultant, and her husband, a banker, fit that profile. They have given more this year than in past elections. It's partially because the internet makes it easy, but also because of what she's experienced while overseas.
It's been particularly painful, I think, being an American outside the United States during the Bush administration and watching friends throughout Europe and Asia really begin to question the United States in a way that they never did.
Many expats support McCain as well, yet Obama has raised nearly five times as much from abroad as the Republican candidate, a total of around $1.5 million so far. Tonight's private dinner will add to that. The guest of honor is Richard Holbrooke, Bill Clinton's former ambassador to the United Nations. Holbrooke is expected to draw somewhere around 30 to 40 wealthy donors. That will make the meal worth between $75,000 and $100,000. In London, I'm Jeff Brumfield for Marketplace.
Feel free to share your thoughts with us online at marketplace.org. And while you're there, you can check out our podcast as well. In Los Angeles, I'm Scott Jagow. Thanks for listening.
American Public Media.